This is a short recording by Dr. Chetna Kripalu on family. What is family? When you say the word family, what does it mean to us? I think it comes with the word being familiar with. So that is why family is so close to us. So the family is originally described or by culturally by society is the parents to whom we're born, your siblings, and then if you extend it to aunts and uncles, to your cousins, and then distant cousins, relatives, and all of that. But we've forgotten, and what happens when we've restricted ourselves to such a small group of people, it just becomes too small if you really think about it. And that's why I'm sure people would agree with me that we have started feeling very much alone. Loneliness becomes a part of our lives as we grow older because our sense of family is so small that we don't have anybody left, and we start feeling nobody cares about us. That is your sons and your daughters or your siblings or etc. So why don't we imagine our family, or why don't we consider that family is something more than that? If you believe that one life is short and we have several lifetimes, which I do believe, and there are several scientific and spiritual ways to, you know, suggest that there are different lifetimes as the soul travels through different bodies, through different lifetimes. So let's look at it in that perspective. So if we think about it that way, then we would have had some kind of a relationship in the form of siblings and cousins and, you know, others in different lifetimes of different people who are now maybe friends, and we don't even know them maybe in this lifetime. So imagine how large a family actually is. So it's just a perspective. So we have to allow our minds to be larger, expansive, hearts to be expansive, to think and to feel genuinely that everybody in your life, whether you know it, know them or not, is a part of your family. The benefit of doing that, and I say benefit because everything is understood in the form of how it benefits us. And I'm talking more in terms of not material benefit. I'm talking about how it benefits in mind, body, and spirit wise. So why are we so attached or, you know, connected to family? Because we think of some of these relationships as so close to it, it's unconditional. And you love them no matter what. And even if there's no reciprocation, there is no giving back. So what is the element behind this? Is love. And if we extend this vibration or this wonderful feeling of this love to every individual, everything, every living thing around us, just imagine the vibration we create, which grows larger and larger and larger to every single person you see around us, without any expectation, without any condition, anything. And as we do that, even vibrationally, because we are energy beings, we exchange these vibrations with other beings. And every being is connected to us. So the sense of family, when we expand it to everybody around us, we create this magnetic field around us where you draw people to you. And what happens by drawing people is they want to be with you. They want to do things for you. So as you get older, the feeling of loneliness, the feeling of being yourself isolated, and even being self-involved and being always thinking about ourselves goes down. Because the societal concept, or the concept from, you know, and the conditioning which was created from belief systems and otherwise, is I have to fend for myself and my family. If I don't do it, nobody else will. That concept actually is created by us because of the way we think and how we developed these thinking, and it continues with generations and generations. So the only way to let go of it is to really start creating this perspective and this radiation of this. So opening your heart by breath, and opening your heart by doing more without expectation, and just for the feeling of feeling expansive inside. Because ultimately, that's why we do things, because it makes us feel good inside. And that comes with when you, in fact, if any of you have noticed, that feeling is long lasting when you have done something for somebody without any expectations or anything like that. And that is why a lot of us want to do more charity, giving back to the community. Why? Because there is no give and take, there is no exchange. It's only giving. And that is unconditional. So we could do it very easily. The only problem which comes in between is all these saboteurs and these expectations. So these are one of those saboteurs which sabotages our, you know, growth in general, the inner growth or the expansiveness or the expansion. And we have to overcome that by ignoring those thoughts which come in between to tell us how it's not good or it's not going to work out, or buts and all that kind of stuff. So we definitely need to overcome, and it's a practice developed. The more we overcome and the more we do, the more we get into that feeling and that space of expansiveness. So I would urge everyone to try this. Do things, random acts of kindness every day. Do things even if the other person doesn't reciprocate, not with any expectation. And let's start this today, tomorrow, just today, even with small intentions. Doesn't even have to be money or material stuff. We're just talking about even good thoughts to a certain person. Even that carries through. That's why distant Reiki, distant praying, distant energy healing, all this works. It's all intention. When you develop an intention of doing something, you throw your energy in that direction. And that reaches that person, however far they are. So if you imagine being in that frame of, you know, expansion or the space of expansion, how much we are receiving with that, your magnetism or the magnetic field only grows bigger and bigger. It doesn't become smaller. And let's not worry so much about the future, what we have left, what is going to happen. All this is just projection of the past into the future, which has no bearing on the future. So living in the present moment, let's develop these good intentions. And that would really help us expanding our sense of family. And with this, if each and every one of us did it, it would be a different society where everybody cares about each other, living in cooperation than competition, living with equality than comparisons or looking down upon each other. So the thing to start here is just always looking at ourselves and what we can do. Not about always wanting to change others. Of course, we want to do this and change people immediately, but there's no need. If each of us do this, we will be influential anyway. So this is my thought and my advice, or my perspective, not an advice, it's my perspective on family. So if we start doing that, we would really see how that would improve or change and transform our lives. Thank you for listening to me. This is Dr. Kripalu. Thank you.